Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Chad Daybell's trial today focusing on his first wife, Tammy Daybell's death. His lawyers questioning why her body was ever exhumed. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, a new temple of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Layton opens its doors to the public on Friday. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be I-15, where we have delays southbound from Murray into Sandy. However, we're looking good on I-15 in Utah and Davis counties. If you're trying to get into Weber County, some northbound heavy and slow traffic at 5600 South Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It'll be wet at times tonight as showers continue to roll through, but we dry out tomorrow with more sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News on... First day is over, but jury selection is not in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. FBI agents boarded the container ship that crashed into the highway bridge in Baltimore, says the FBI in Baltimore. Another body is recovered from the crash site. The U.N.'s nuclear watchdog warns that attacks at a nuke power plant in Ukraine could cause a disaster. House Speaker Johnson has signed the articles of impeachment for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and renewed calls for Senate Majority Leader Schumer to schedule a trial. This is ABC News.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for the in-depth on KSL. Former President Trump's hush money trial is officially underway. Jury selection continued into early this afternoon in New York. And joining us live, ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. So, first of all, what did we glean from the proceedings today?
Well, Jeff, we learned that most of the people who showed up have such strong opinions about Donald Trump that they told the judge, I can't be on this case. I just can't. My mind won't be changed. 50 of the 96 people in the initial group raised their hands immediately when the judge said, is anybody here unable to serve because, you know, you just have too solid of an opinion? And, you know, so more than half of them were gone. So now the challenge is going to be, as you know, a couple of weeks to pick this jury. The challenge is going to be how to find those stealth jurors. I mean, some jurors have super strong biases, and they don't raise their hands. Some want to write a book, be on TV, be famous. So it's going to be a test of the trial skills of the lawyers on both sides to figure out who's leaning which way.
They're going to have to grind it out to find a jury. There was also a ruling today about introducing the Access Hollywood tape at this trial.
Yeah, you know, the core of this case is that Donald Trump did two bad things. Number one was he falsified his corporate records when they said, oh, I'm paying $130,000 plus to Michael Cohen for legal fees, when in fact it was reimbursing him for the hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. The second thing he allegedly did wrong was he committed that crime with intent to commit another crime, namely give a campaign donation without reporting it. And that's where the Access Hollywood comes in. When the Access Hollywood famous tape hit during the election, the campaign workers surrounding Trump made it very clear that this was a huge fatal threat to Trump's campaign. Now, the reason that's relevant, and the judge is going to allow the DA to at least talk about that issue, he won't let them play the Access Hollywood tape again, everybody's heard it, is that the argument by the DA, again, is that Donald Trump wasn't just avoiding embarrassment or an awkward dinner with Melania when he paid $130,000. He was making a campaign contribution. And so the DA is going to point to the reaction to the Access Hollywood deal to say, see, that proves this is how Trump rolls. When he pays out a lot of money, he does it in order to help his campaign. So that's going to be the essence of the prosecution's case.
Part of the proceedings will likely be the former president standing outside the courtroom just about every day talking to the press. Has the judge banned him from discussing certain subjects?
Yeah, the gag order that the judge issued basically says, you may speak about me, the judge, you may talk trash about the DA, but you may not talk about witnesses. You may not talk about family members and staffers and so on. The judge is concerned that supporters of Trump might do something inappropriate. So he is limited in that way. But I mean, after today's session, Trump marched right out and not only said this is a witch hunt, but he also said, well, it looks like the judge won't let me go see my son's high school graduation on Thursday, because there's a rule in New York, you got to attend your criminal case. You can't be elsewhere. And the judge has not decided whether he will give Trump the day off. But Donald Trump absolutely wanted to make that point for the media.
So if jury selection runs 2 weeks, he has to be there for every day of the 2 weeks?
Not only the 2 weeks of jury selection, the 6 weeks of trial. Some jurisdictions are a little more flexible. You don't have to be there for your criminal trial every minute, every day. But New York is one of those jurisdictions that say, yeah, we're here for you, so you got to be here for us. It's going to put a crimp in Donald Trump's campaign. Although, as you say, he's able to march out and talk to the media during every break, before every session, at the conclusion of every day.
Royal, I have a feeling we're going to be talking again about this subject.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Thanks so much. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. It's 4:50.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.